Hello, society members. This is Frida Hobbs back with your weekly dose of motivation. And I want to welcome this week's guest caller, Anthony Stafford. Welcome to the call.
Hey, Frida. How are you? Thank you for having me here. I'm so happy to get a chance to talk to you today.
Now, could you just tell our members, I know you very well, we've been friends for a very long time, but could you just tell our members a little bit about yourself, both personally and professionally?
Of course. I'm a detective with the Los Angeles School Police Department here in Los Angeles, California, which I've been doing for the last almost 10 years now. And prior to that, and even continuing today, I've worked in the entertainment business as a writer and a consultant and a producer, and I've done that for over 25 years. I also travel around the world as a motivational speaker and an empowerment coach with my company, Ant Staff Speaks. And I mentor kids everywhere, all over the country, all the time. It's one of my favorite things to do. And I know it all sounds like a lot of different things that I do, but I believe in following your passion. And I also believe in having as many passions as you have, you can turn those into careers. So as you know, Frida, I love doing what I love, and I turn everything I love into something to do.
And I could just talk to you all day. I mean, you know, as I mentioned, we've known each other for a long time. I've known you for at least probably two of those four lives that you just mentioned. And I feel like each of those could be its own Motivational Monday talk. But before we started recording, you talked to me a little bit about a motivational speech motivational talk that you gave recently about being a dream catcher. And I thought that was a wonderful fit for our members. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Of course. Well, I spoke about it this weekend extensively, and it's a term that I use quite a bit, dream catcher. And if you've ever heard anybody say, when you ask them, hey, what are you up to? And they say, oh, you know, I'm just chasing my dreams. Well, when I first heard that term, it made me think, well, why are you chasing them? Don't you want to catch your dreams? I mean, isn't that what it's all about? And it started to get me to think about what the difference is between those of us who are in the world chasing after our dreams and those of us who are catching our dreams. And it allowed me to really break it down, and I discovered that there are actually two parts of the process of dream construction. One part is the dream chaser, right? The person that's chasing the dreams, they envision the dreams, they have the imaginations, they create the dreams. Oftentimes, though, those same people only have those dreams live inside of their head. They don't actually get a chance to come into fruition. And a lot of us find ourselves trapped in that dream state where we just envision things in our lives. And as you know, Frida, vision without action is just a daydream. And so, unfortunately, there's a lot of people stuck in that mindset. And then there's the other category, which is what I call the dream builder. And these are often the people who are excellent masonry and carpenters of dreams. They're great at laying down the foundation of dreams. But unfortunately, a lot of these people are building the dreams of other people. In other words, they're going to work every day. They're going to these corporations. They're collecting checks. But they're doing so for jobs that they're not passionate about. They're not actually building the dreams of their passions, but they're building the dreams of other people. And so when I wanted to figure out, well, what does it take for us to become a dream catcher, I realized that you have to be both a dream chaser, or what I've coined or phrased as a dream architect. You have to be both a dream architect and a dream builder for your dream in order for you to become a dream catcher. And ultimately, the dream catcher is the person that's actually laying down both the groundwork of that dream that they've envisioned, and they're putting together the resources and the actions and the tools necessary to see that dream come into fruition. So that's ultimately what we talked about this past weekend.
Now, you know, I'm a bit of an entrepreneur myself. Worked for myself for many years, but I'm also very practical. So
okay.
I know for a lot of our members out there who are, you know, going to be leaving school soon and will have student loans, the idea of being a dream catcher and being a dream builder, how do you build your own dream, or how do you, you know, maintain focus on your own dream while you're paying the bills, and maybe you're paying the bills by building somebody else's dream. Kind of how do you make that work?
And that's an excellent question. And in fact, a lot of times while we're building our dreams or the dreams for ourselves, well, first, before you can build a dream, you have to have a dream. You have to create a dream. So you must start with your own dream, your own vision for where you see your life. And that's going to be based off of what you're passionate about. You have that, then you're good to go. In order for you to start building off of that dream, then it's going to require you to pursue those resources and tools and all of the things that you just mentioned that you need. But sometimes you can't do that without having to build someone else's dream at the same time. What ends up happening, Frida, is we often get into a comfort zone where we start to wither away from our own dream that we want to build, because we have to support our dream. So we start building the dream of someone else. And the next thing you know, our dream kind of vanishes in the wind. And so you have to be careful that if you do have to rely on another job or another type of career to finance or support or give you the resources to build your dream, that you do so without losing connection to your own dream, so that you can do them both in a way that eventually you can leave what you're not passionate about to fully pursue what you are passionate about.
And how, on a day-to-day basis, because I remember when you told us all you were going to the police academy, and we were all like, but wait, you're in the entertainment industry, and you're a motivational speaker. Like, it was confusing.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Of course, you know, you have a great support system, and you, you know, I've seen you really come alive in that role. How do you balance, you know, a tough day-to-day job like being a detective with traveling the world and being a motivational speaker? Like, how does that work on a practical level?
With a lot of rest, a lot of rest. And I know it seems kind of, you know, there's only 24 hours in a day, but then I also say on the flip side of that, there are 24 hours in a day. And so I maximize every minute, every hour of my day doing the things that I love to do. And let me just remind you, when you're doing what you love to do, it doesn't seem like work. So, yes, my day is full. As you know, Frida, you do a lot of things that you love as well. My day is full. I have to maximize every possible minute, but I'm loving everything that I'm doing, and I'm making a difference, and I'm pursuing my passion, which ultimately fulfills my purpose. And so as long as my purpose is being fulfilled in a way that I'm happy about, I can actually get through the day of work. But you definitely need a lot of rest. I have to write down my goals. I have to write down my to-do list. I have to stick to that to-do list. I mean, I have to be organized. I have to be disciplined. You can't just wake up and say, okay, what am I going to do today? I wake up with a purpose. I wake up knowing how my day is going to start and how my day should end and what goes in between to make that day productive. And that's the best practical advice I can give you, is be organized, be disciplined, be focused.
Now, if you had any final words of encouragement for our members out there about, you know, how to make their dream a reality, what might those words be?
I would simply say this, Frida. And this is a quote that I heard some time ago, and I think it's so profound, but and just so on point. You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. So that just means get busy, get focused, whatever it is you're passionate about. There's no excuses. There's no fear. Just get it done, and let's do it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. It was great to catch up with you, and maybe we'll have you back in a few months for another Motivational Monday Talk.
Thank you.